SoCon Show with Anna DeBlasis right here on 720 WGN. It's Tuesdays with Troy.
Tomorrow we'll be at the UC to kick off the season. Excited for that.
Tuesdays with Troy brought to you by Chicago's own Nuveen. And Troy Murray is with us, famed former Chicago Blackhawk, now the color announcer for the Chicago Blackhawks radio broadcasts, heard right here on 720 WGN and all throughout the world on the internets. Now, we talked to, was it last week, 2 weeks ago, I think, about, you know, like who are the names that we're not going to, that we don't know now that Hawks fans will be praising the efforts of in the next month or two or as the season goes on. And, you know, you got a bunch of, you know, new young kids. But then of the returning core, Troy, I ask you this question. What kind of a year do we expect? What do we know about the way the training and sort of the differences in approach that, let's say, we're going to see from, oh, I don't know, like Patrick Kane, maybe, or although he had a season that is not to be, you know, hard to beat what he did last season, right?
Yeah, I know. Hey, you know, the one thing about this core group of players that have been with the Blackhawks through their three Stanley Cups that they've won here, they got an off season that they deserve to have, and they really needed the rest. You know, Jonathan Toews was worn out. Marian Hossa, 37 years of age, has played more hockey going back to the time when he went to the Stanley Cup final with Pittsburgh and Detroit 2 years in a row. Duncan Keith, with all the ice time, he was a little bit banged up at the end of the last season. He had a good off season, ready to go. This core group of guys, when you're around them right now in training camp, they're excited. They want to get back. And that's something that Anna and Roe, we haven't really had here in the last little while, because the long or the short off season that they had compared to this one, it was like, oh man, we're back at it again. We got to go through this again. This year, they're ready to go. Their minds are fresh. I think it's going to be a great start for some of these guys.
Oh, I look forward to that.
Troy, I was reading that there's six rookies in the lineup for tomorrow night.
I know.
And then there's a little bit of settling in there, or like, what do we expect from all of that?
Well, I guess, and if you look at the players that the Blackhawks kind of had in the forefront at the beginning of training camp with opportunities to make this roster, because there is spots that were going to be available. That's just a fact. You look at Tyler Motta of the University of Michigan, you know, a great season last year, had the second most goals in the NCAA. You look at Nick Smoltz, who's going to make it at the University of North Dakota. He's coming off a national championship. A couple kids from the local area, Vinny Hinojosa, Ryan Hartman from Wisconsin. These were some of the top players that Rockford had, and the Blackhawks have kind of been grooming them within the system. A couple guys on the blue line, though, are new names that you're going to have to get used to. Gustav Forsling, a 20-year-old Swedish defenseman. Rumor was that they were going to send him back to Sweden. It still may happen at some point early on. While Nicholas Hjalmarsson is serving a one-game suspension for one of the hits that he took in preseason. But Michael Kempney, a 26-year-old Czech defenseman coming in. These guys are all going to get some major ice time to fill in with the veteran players that the Blackhawks have. There's a lot of unknowns going into this season. I think if you look at the core group of guys and sprinkle in these young, you know, enthusiastic, lots of energy, there's a, you know, whet your appetite with what you want to do here with these young kids that are excited to be playing in the NHL. I think it's a good mix, but you're going to have to get some production out of these young players, because you're going to tax some of your veteran guys that, you know, need some help throughout the season.
So I turned my attention now to Jonathan Toews, because Jonathan Toews had an underperforming year last year. And, you know, this is a guy that has been so steady and so great. You know, he played at this very, very, very high level, and he seemed more mortal, not completely mortal, but more mortal last year. Do you think that he's the greatest beneficiary of the longer offseason here?
I think so, Ro. I mean, you know, he just was worn down. He ended right around the All-Star break, which he didn't play in the All-Star game because he got sick and he just couldn't shake it, and he was playing and he was getting worn down. And when you looked at Jonathan Toews and you know what kind of player he is, and you have those high expectations, the energy level just wasn't there. And you kind of expected, okay, well, Jonathan Toews is going to be this guy, and he's going to put his cape on, and like he did in 2015 against the Anaheim Ducks, he's going to come out and he's going to change this series, and you're going to beat the St. Louis Blues. just, you could see that the mindset was determined, but the body just said, listen, I don't have enough gas in the tank. And St. Louis played a great series against them. But I think that Jonathan Toews was really worn down. And boy, you looked at him in the World Cup of hockey with Team Canada winning it. He looks fresh. He's ready to go. And I think he's really excited about this season.
All right, let's talk, most importantly, about how much we hate the St. Louis Blues. Let's just let's spend some time on that.
If you're going to start the season, let's start it against the St. Louis Blues,
Why not?
Yeah. Yeah.
Get right in.
Yeah, St. Louis has ruined the world. I would just like to say that, with the exception of Budweiser, St. Louis has ruined the world. It's the only I give them a pass for that. The Arch is nice too, I suppose.
Yeah.
But I ask you this because you know obviously you want to get even with them right off the top. Are they the toughest competition in the Central? How do you see right now the Central and the West stacking up for the Blackhawks?
Well, it is going to be an amazing dogfight all season long. It just so happened that last year the Blackhawks played the Blues in the first round. You look at the Nashville Predators, who ended up beating the Anaheim Ducks, who I thought was going to come out of the Western Conference, the Pacific Division, the LA Kings, the San Jose Sharks, who went to the Stanley Cup. It is going to be tough in the Western Conference. Within the division, you got the Dallas Stars, who have basically all their high-scoring forwards, including Patrick Sharp, one of our favorites here in Chicago. They're going to be really dangerous. St. Louis, you know, minus a few guys, sprinkling in a few other guys that joined the team this year, basically the same kind of mentality there. It's going to be really tough against them. You look at Minnesota, Colorado was up and coming. Winnipeg, Jets expect to have a big push. The Minnesota Wild, a little bit disappointing last year, new head coach there. It is going to be incredible. And one of the important things you have to understand here is playing catch-up hockey this year in the standings is not going to be a formula for success. So even though you have six rookies in the lineup for the Blackhawks tomorrow night against the St. Louis Blues, you really got to stress the fact that they've got to put points on the boards. They play the St. Louis Blues on Wednesday night tomorrow at the United Center, obviously the home opener. Then you play Nashville in their home opener on Friday. You've got them back here at the United Center on Saturday. So real quickly within your division, you want to get some points on the board.
Yeah. Mm. Yes, you definitely do. And it's going to be and I think you pointed out there's no puff team. That's the problem.
They're all good in the Central Division. You know, there's other divisions that have some struggles within their teams, and you kind of look at them as, well, you're probably going to win the majority of those games against those teams. That's not going to happen in the Central Division. Very, very tough competition, and every point is going to matter. Every game is going to be critical. You just can't afford to let things slide at any point of the season and have any kind of a you know, five-game losing streak or something. Those points at the end of the season, that's 10 points gone.
Why would you put that out in the universe like that? What are you doing? Don't say things like that.
I'm saying that to every team within the Central Division.
All right.
Okay, that's better.
Okay.
You asked about the Central, you know, the division. I'm telling
Listen,
this whole division, if you have a tough streak and if you go through a bad spell, any team, that spells disaster at the end of the season trying to get into the playoffs.
Yeah, I know. I just had a stinky goat just take a dump in back of me here.
The goat.
An hour
Murphy
ago.
Murphy was here.
So I could break the curse for the Cubs. I'm trying to keep all the mojo, you know, you hear me? All the mojo going in the right direction here. All right.
Well, okay. I'm cheering for. I stayed up like everybody else in the Chicagoland area and watched the baseball game last night. Hopefully, they'll get it done so I can get some sleep tonight.
We
got a big thing going on at the United Center on Wednesday.
Yeah, I heard that.
This is going to be fun. I think what things kick off around 4 o'clock. We got the red carpet out.
Red carpet. It's great. It's something the Blackhawks have been doing the last several seasons. You know, the fans get there early. They get there way before I do, and I usually get there pretty early. You guys are down there sometimes with the show at the United Center.
We'll be there tomorrow.
It's going to be crazy. They're going to be excited to be down there, and you know, the players have an opportunity to get that emotion going right off the bat before they get into the United Center. So. A lot of good things happening tomorrow and a lot of excitement in the city.
You got it.
No question.
All right, my friend. It's always great. Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Troy.
Rowanna, thanks for having me on.
All right, we'll see you tomorrow. Troy Murray, the great Troy Murray, a great hockey player, but beyond that, what a great broadcaster.
An all-around good guy.
Mm-hmm. That's correct. Man's emotional about hockey. Aren't we all? It's a very emotional sport. I'm emotional about everything right now except for Bears football.
Mm.
Now it looks like I'm going to the game.
Oh, you are going on Sunday?
Yeah, on Sunday now, too.
So
isn't it funny? All of our friends who are like, when they want to give up the tickets, like, hey, you guys want to go to the game? I'm not going on my tickets. I'm going on, you know, somebody else's.
I have a friend who's got great tickets and normally has no problem getting friends to go. He's now asking quite a bit, hey, you want to go to the game? You want to go to the game?
I want to tell you, we're going to go with the fine folks from Apple Chevrolet, and I'm only going for one reason.
The tailgating.
Yes.
And that stuff they drink, the schlag?
Slivovitz?
Slivovitz.
Little Slivo?
That's, yes.
What's the song that I sing when I do that, Violetta?
Is there a certain
GVO,
song?
GVO, GVO, what is that thing?
GVO means like cheers or like live long. Mm-hmm. So I don't know what song you sing though.
There's a GVO song where I start singing. I start after about three of them. I know all the words.
Singing. Right.
It's only one word, by the way.
GVO.
Yeah. Yeah.
Be careful with that.
Yeah. Well, good luck to me. I got to go to a Bears game. You think I'm going to do that sober?
Can I just focus on the Cubs, you know?
I am thinking good thoughts. I just had a goat
the
in
mojo.
Back of me go number one and number two just to prove on the floor here at WGN, just to prove that we are not going to be a part of this curse.
No, we're not.
What'd you do to the traffic?